river technically was. It's really great for fish. I mean, it's awesome to see that. You know, everyone's really excited for him. It's a really cool thing. And, you know, I know from the public perception, he's taken a lot of stuff his first couple of years, and it's, you know, extremely hard to come in from day one and be that guy at left tackle. And, you know, especially coming in this specific division, you know, you got probably the four best teams with pass rushers in the NFL. So 6 times a year, he's going against the best of the best. And, you know, from stuff we've seen on tape, it looks like he's gotten a lot better and improved every year. And, you know, I think that's really all you can do is just keep working. And it seems like he's done that. And, you know, it's just great to see that for him.
This is his second NFL contract. You got your second NFL contract a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
His situation obviously is a little different from yours, from where you guys were drafted.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like getting that second contract? Is that kind of a – what is that moment like when you kind of get your second time around, if you will?
It's – I guess a sense of validation that you kind of did things right for your first 3 or 4 or 5 years, however many it takes. You know, that's kind of the thing that, you know, if you're looking for a monetary goal, that's kind of the thing to set yourself up and your family and, you know, be able to kind of take some of the pressure off them. So I think if you're looking just strictly monetary goal, the second contract is typically, you know, the way to go. Fish's was a little different given the first overall, but it's still just kind of a validation of, you know, his hard work. And, you know, it's something that, you don't, I guess, another thing, and from my perspective, having gone through it, it's kind of, you're not really sure what the league thinks of you, so it's kind of a way to see, you know, it's a, I mean, for him it was different, like I said, but free market, you kind of see if the league respects you or not, and how you're viewed, so it's also a way to see kind of, you know, how the league views you, and whether, you know, the best decision makers think that you're a good player or not.
Well, you've had an off-season workouts and only 2 days of training camp, but how has communication been with Larry so far?
I think it's been good with everybody. I mean, it's a really communicative group. I think that's one thing, you know, Coach Heck does a really good job of is, you know, he obviously had a great career himself, so he understands the communication factor, especially going against this defense. They do just about everything. So you really have to be on top of it. And there's a lot of little things. I think, you know, me coming in, them having been here for 3 years, this is the fourth year, and just kind of, you know, trying to pick everything up there, you know, past the point of basic installation, they can start tweaking and doing higher level stuff. And, you know, I had to catch up from that, and then I can kind of assimilate better. But communication across the board has been great. I mean, Mitch as a center is really awesome with that. Kind of all starts with him and the quarterbacks and kind of trickles out from there. And, you know, if there's something that we see on one side and maybe there's an extra big guy that, you know, he doesn't see when he first comes up there, you know, we're good about telling him and kind of everybody working together. And, you know, you really do have to have all 5 guys on board. And you know, the first way that starts is everyone knowing who to get and where to go. And the communication is where that starts.
Do you feel caught up by this point, Nick?
Yeah. You know, I think that the OTA period, you have a few different sessions of kind of installation. So you go through it 3 or 4 times and kind of start from scratch each one of those times. So you get, you know, by now it's, I don't know, maybe the 5th time you're going through, you know, the base plays from the beginning. So for me, I mean, this is my 5th coordinator. So, you know, I kind of been introduced to a lot of the scheme so far, just kind of translating what certain stuff means and then learning, you know, if there's something that's done and taught a little different, either, you know, scheme or technique wise, just getting up to speed with that, kind of unlearning what I used to know and relearning.
Played on a lot of good offensive lines in Cleveland. There wasn't a ton of talent offensively other than at the line. What do you think this offensive line could be?
I mean, I think it could be really good. It's, you know, I know the last few years we've had common opponents, so you always watched them and always really respected the line and, you know, thought they went about their business really well. You know, it's been a you know, top offense, it seems like. I don't know the numbers, but just in terms of kind of feel and how they're doing in the NFL, it's always seemed like this is one of the top offenses. You know, it always seemed like they were doing a good job, whether it was running the pass. You know, they did some really good things where at the end of the day, you just kind of have to line up and run the ball, and they were able to do it. So always had, you know, a lot of respect for them. And then coming in and being able to see it through OTAs and through 2 days of camp, you know, I think it could be a good group with offensive line. It doesn't really matter until you get on the field. So there's not really much to say. You just kind of have to do your job.
Do